Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on QR Calgary and More Than Money. You know, you've flown recently, I know. We're going to talk a little bit about some frustrations here on the airline industry, the cancellations, delays, these kinds of things.
Strikes.
How can we protect ourselves against that?
It's okay. Here's the frustration that comes up. Okay, so we had a strike with one of our major airlines in Canada recently. I was in Victoria because of the strike. A bunch of people couldn't make the wedding that I was at.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. I can understand that. These things don't happen all the time. You and I traveled to Toronto for work.
Yep.
I went back to Toronto the following week after. Out of the four trips, going two to Toronto, two coming back to Calgary, three of the four delays.
Yeah. Material too.
Material delays.
Yep.
It's frustrating.
Yep.
And so people start saying, well, I'm going to write a letter. I'm going to call my MP. I'm going to call my insurance company and get something back. And I'm like, you can do that.
Right.
You can actually get some sort of compensation from your travel insurance on this. I didn't know that. So let's find out.
Omar Kaywan, co-founder, chief growth officer of Goose Insurance, joining us again, a regular recurring guest. Omar, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much for having me again.
All right.
Yeah, let's just jump right into that question. Where does travel insurance fit when it comes to delays, a strike, those types of issues?
That's a great point, and I'm glad you brought that up. So under the current Canadian air passenger protection rights, unfortunately, labor disputes, including internal airline employees or external parties, people that actually operate the airport, luggage handling, so on and so forth, they are considered to be outside of the airline's control, and Canadians are not entitled for any kind of compensation. So in situations where the airline is sort of in control of the situation, it's airlines, depending on how large the carrier is, may be eligible for some level of compensation. But really, what Canadians traveling should be relying on is their travel insurance. So there is trip cancellation, trip interruption insurance that Canadians can purchase when they're planning their trip, whether they're traveling within Canada or outside of Canada, that offers them protection when unforeseen events such as significant delays, flight cancellations, and so on and so forth happens, and they are eligible to get compensation back for the non-refundable portion of their flights. But that also includes accommodation, because it's not just like the wedding that you were going in Victoria. I'm sure people weren't necessarily just booking their flight, but they had hotels booked. And, you know, we are living in interesting economic times. And, you know, if you can save a buck or two, if that means choosing the non-refundable portion, the non-refundable option of accommodation, people got. So when your flight is canceled, you also are delayed. You also lose your hotel, for example. So trip cancellation, trip interruption protection actually covers you for your entire journey that was impacted.
So Omar, a lot of people will say, I don't need to buy insurance. I've got my credit card that I purchased my airline ticket on. So I've got it covered with them. There has been conversations, you and I've had this in the past, that not all credit cards and travel insurance policies are created equal. So let's remind everybody what the differences are and what they should be aware of.
Absolutely. So first thing first, never rely on credit cards for travel medical insurance, because there's a lot of exclusions. Everybody has different health, pre-existing medical conditions, and so on and so forth. But we'll leave that sort of for another time. When it comes to non-medical benefits, some credit cards do offer you some benefits, such as, for example, if your luggage is delayed, you might be entitled for about $100 of compensation if you need to buy some necessary items or toiletries, whatever. But that also depends on the type of credit card you have and what's the level of that credit card, because some premium credit cards that you're paying $800 a year for in annual fees may offer you some of those benefits, but it's not guaranteed. And the problem is that they can change those policies at any point. Those benefits are not just for you, they are for all their entire member base of credit card holders. So every single situation is different. Is it a good benefit to have? Absolutely. Should you be relying on it 100% of the time? probably not a wise idea.
So when should you not be relying on the credit card, and when should you look at personal travel insurance?
If you're making a quick trip, for example, in and out of Calgary to Victoria, for example, that's a good example for you to be like looking at the credit card. You know, the costs are not that high. But if you are planning a trip to Europe for 2 weeks and, you know, your costs are high, your accommodations are high, you know, it's probably worth considering to buy your own insurance for it. In fact, I was just in Portugal with my family, and an hour before we were supposed to take off from Vancouver, all our flights got canceled with Air Canada to get to Toronto and then to Lisbon. And we were rerouted through Victoria, and I had to make some calls, and, you know, it was a complete disaster. And we, unfortunately, Air Canada still owes us a refund because we had booked a certain class and we were bumped into a different class of travel. And I still can't get a hold of anybody to speak to them to get a refund on that. So, but my insurance, I can rely on them.
So just to be clear on that, Omar, so if you did have that situation, because you said earlier the insurance will cover the non-refundable portion, if there's a refundable portion that you would expect to get back from the airline, would the insurance cover that for you? Because you could be out that money for a substantial amount of time if you can't get through or they don't return your call.
Absolutely. So there is, you need to get an answer from the airline that it is, you know, non-refundable, which is what actually we were communicated as of this morning, that, you know, it was non-refundable. They still got us through a journey. And unfortunately, so in that particular case, I can rely on my insurance. But insurance really for the non-medical component of it, for trip cancellation, trip interruption, focuses on the non-refundable portion and unforeseen events. Those are the two things that insurance really kicks in. So if you, for example, a lot of people book Airbnbs, the refund policy is different per host, where you actually book your accommodation, but typically you're charged, you know, if you don't cancel within 14 days of your arrival, typically most of your Airbnbs are non-refundable. In this situation, you know, it's not. So your insurance policy will then kick in.
We've had that situation traveling with my family, canceled Airbnb, yep. Right? Fortunately, the host a year later still honored it, but that there's no obligation that they have to do that, right? Yeah. So it's huge. I had a conversation with a guy last night. This was interesting. He's so fearful that the airlines can't get him there. His son has a baseball tournament, provincial tournament. They're going to drive for 7 hours versus fly because he's not sure that if he depends on the flights, it's not going to get canceled and his son won't make his ball tournament.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable right now.
Yeah. And it is unbelievable what's happening. And it's causing a lot of frustration and fear, like you're mentioning. And so it's good to know that you've got protection out there just in case.
Yeah.
And this is the point in time where people need to have more awareness of what they're protected for and what they're not.
Well, and it does. It takes some research. You got to talk to guys like Omar to find out, to say, here's my trip. Here's what I'm doing, right? An expert that can give you some guidance on what's available to you.
Omar, people want to get more information, they can go to Goose Insurance's website?
Yes, absolutely. They can visit us at gooseinsurance.com. We do have licensed agents across the country who are able to help them. So they can contact us, or they can simply download the Goose Insurance app as well and get a quote and contact us through that way as well.
Yeah, I think education in this area is really key because travel is a part of so many people's retirement lifestyle, right? So, and we're going to talk about that at our upcoming seminar.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it on July 16th, 7 p.m. at the Silver Springs Golf and Country Club. You need to register for that. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Okay, I want to thank you on behalf of Faisal, myself, Dave, and the entire team here for joining us for another edition of More Than Money on QR Calgary. We look forward to chatting with you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Wood Gundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Wood Gundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Private Wealth consists of services provided by CIBC and certain of its subsidiaries, including CIBC Wood Gundy, a division of CIBC World Markets Inc.